Hello and welcome. We now interrupt your regularly scheduled adventure to bring you this story. 'Tis the time for being holly and jolly, but not all is so in this tale. But we shall soon uncover that. I will be your keeper for this mini-series, and I would love if you would follow along. But be warned, listener, for this game will bring the spooks and the scares, more than the sweets, meats, and Christmas cheer. So please, settle down, warm up some cocoa, and be ready for this monster of the week. We open up on a news station playing. There is a bar of text running across the bottom of the screen saying, "Five people missing from Boulder Hill Mall." A man on the TV looks to be in his mid-50s, balding, with a stern voice. "And one Samantha Stoker has gone missing. The woman of 23 was hanging out with her friends at Boulder Hill Mall, getting some last-minute Christmas shopping done when her friends had noticed her disappearance. All that was found of her was her handbag in front of an emergency exit. Police are looking for her and are not ready to give a statement at this time. All they will say is they are not ruling out foul play." The TV turns off and there's a woman's voice. "Now I know you guys don't want to work the holidays, but it is your guys' year, so please find out what is happening, and as always, don't get found out. I don't want another Lisinski incident. Oh, and we managed to get you all a job at the mall. That is all we can help out with, to be honest, at this time. Hope to see you all in the new year." As we pan out, we see you all standing in a mall parking lot, looking at a black screen of a cell phone. The day is yours, and you are early to clock in for your job. And so welcome to this mini-series episode of Monster of the Week.
Yes.
I realized also in the conclusion of the last episode, I said Plaid Hat Gaming, it's Evil Hat Productions. So they're the ones who make Monster of the Week. And I've played Monster of the Week once before, so has Trey and Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
But Bree is new to Monster of the Week.
It is my first time playing Monster of the Week.
It is.
Welcome.
It also,
we're sorry.
Yeah, also the last time I played, I didn't run the game right.
So it's kind of all of our first time.
Yeah, it's kind of all of our first time. So it's going to be quite a few hiccups. We're going to be trying to take out a lot of times of us pausing to talk about info. And these are going to be kind of shorter episodes. So yeah, we're going to get into it. Let's go around and tell everyone about their playbooks and your characters and what they kind of just look like. You don't need to say moves or anything like that. That'll come up eventually, but just, like, you know, your playbooks and what they pretty much look like. Bree, do you want to start?
Maybe someone else start, just because I'm very new to this.
Okay.
So I see how someone can describe it.
My character's name is Christopher Peters. He is very tall, kind of stout, but he has a bit of muscle. He's an older gentleman, looks homeless most of the time, but he's got a big, clean, white beard. He absolutely loves Christmas time. He's been a monster hunter for a long time, and he loves Santa Claus and loves being able to share the joy of Christmas with children. He is the expert.
All right. Also, since this is a one-shot, everyone has been given one free level up and three luck has been knocked off of their character sheets.
Yep.
So, Lydia?
All right. I am playing Moira Bennett. She is the Flake. So, basically the conspiracy theorist of the group. She is in her about mid-20s. Short. Black hair. I didn't think this far ahead.
not to mention my niece.
Oh, yes. You guys can mention a bit of history as well.
Yes. She is my niece. I got her into monster hunting.
That's another thing as well. Like, with the way I play Monster of the Week, I like characters building out the world with me. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be building this mall, actually. That's one thing. I have this whole mystery planned. I have the adventure, the monsters, all that planned. What I don't have is the world, and that's going to be something that we're building all together.
So I want a grilled cheese shop called the Trays of Brie.
Done.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, her? I don't know. Yeah, she's, I don't know. What
she's
do I
just
say?
Your average girl.
No.
Living
no.
In a material world.
No. All right. One.
Okay, so then Bree, why don't you describe your character?
All right, and for my character, I have her name is Audrey Wintershire, and she is the monstrous. She's about like 5'6", 5'7". Has her hair kind of pulled back into a little bun with like braids on the side. Her hair going from white right around the front of her hairline and going into like a chalky brown almost, and then back into white as it gets to the end of her hair.
Mm-hmm. Which we'll also try to post pictures on our Instagram too.
Well, she also has very fair skin, silver eyes.
I'll say anybody, I would like, Bree, why don't you describe your like form, basically. What kind of monstrous are you?
So I'm basically, whatever you want to call it? A
kind of like a werewolf, but a werehound? You're more, yeah, werehound. You're not like full wolf. You're not full dog. You're not dog.
Did I say how she gets that way, or will that come up later? That'll
come up later, I think.
That can come up later. Yeah. Yeah. That can come up in like flashbacks.
Well, her other form gets to be very big height difference. She gets about 7 feet. And her fur is that same kind of chalky brown color with the different splotches of like this creamy white color all over her. As well as same thing happens with her hair. She has that white in the front and in the back. Two different colored eyes, one of them being yellow and one of them being almost ice blue. And she looks more like a mutt, kind of like a mutt dog.
Nice.
Little black nose. Wears a blue hoodie and dark blue pants.
So, you guys are hunters. You guys have done this before. You guys have been around the block. Maybe not as long as some other ones, but you guys have done a few jobs in the past. We don't need to talk about those jobs right now. And maybe someday we could talk about the first jobs someday. But right now, you guys are on another hunt. You guys work for a corporation. What's that corporation called?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a tricky one. Ooh.
Did you tell us?
No.
This is
decide.
We decide?
Yeah.
Oh.
Build this world.
Okay.
So just say names that start coming to your head and we can settle on things.
Obviously, like
government.
I don't know why I'm feeling Karn.
Karn?
Mm-hmm. Like K-A-R-N or C-A-R-N.
I like K. K-A-R-N. Yeah. Karn.
I was thinking C could stand for like some kind of like something.
Coalition?
Cryptid something, something, something.
So is this a acronym or is this like the coalition of Karn? Like,
oh, I like that. I like that.
Like maybe the founder was sure. Coalition of Karn?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. His name is Jimothy Karn.
Jimothy Karn.
Cornelius Jimothy Karn.
Oh, I like that.
But no one called him Cornelius. He just went by Karn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So
I just imagine people calling him Jimmy, and he's
so
just like, "Nope."
Full name of the company is
Correlation of Karn.
Correlation of Karn.
Yeah.
Coalition.
Coalition.
Correlation.
It's next to Karn.
I have kind no of like idea what the difference is.
Coalition of Karn. I almost write corn
like correlation,
but like,
is in relation
but not like corn.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Like the Daemon Lord from Warhammer Khorne. Okay. So you guys also got jobs at the mall.
Yes, sir.
What jobs? Bree, where does Audrey work right now at the mall?
Did you ever decide this?
I didn't get a chance to completely decide, no.
That's the thing. I have really no shops in the mall, so you guys get to decide what shops we have in the mall.
She works at a photo booth, just always upset at the kids.
A Christmas photo booth. Well, that's up to you. Where do you want to work?
I don't know.
It could be an Old Navy. It could be a massage place.
Can somebody else go first?
No, sure. not Old Navy. Elderly Blue.
Elderly Blue.
Yeah.
We gotta make it. We gotta be like,
a shop cautious. Inc. Yeah, except shop they're Inc. going out of business.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Where do you work, Lydia? Or
I just thought of something.
Moira. Yes, Moira.
Narns and Bobble.
Narns and Bobble. Perfect.
Moira, where do you work?
The idea was like a food kiosk.
A Moon, sandwich place?
She works at Moon Bills.
Kind. Yes.
Moon Bills?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Moon Bills. It's a sandwich shop.
Why not? You know? Why not?
Okay. Christopher, what do you do?
Christopher works as one of the mall Santas.
Mall Santa.
He is definitely one of the most energetic of them.
Okay. Does he have the actual full white beard, or does he?
He does.
Okay.
And it is a full bushy white beard.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah. He keeps it. Audrey. It's the one of the only things that he keeps very well trimmed.
I was thinking of making kind of a Bed Bath & Beyond thing, but like sleeps, soap, and something.
Sleep. I like that. Sleep, soap, and something.
I like that. Audrey, I like that a lot.
Sleep, soap, and something.
And she just works because people are just like, I want something that smells kind of like Christmas or something. And she's just like, this one.
We've got something like that.
I just imagine because of her hound form. Like, yeah, she doesn't like turn into her hound form.
Yeah,
but because she has like stronger sense of smell, she can like,
yeah,
up there.
They must suck at making soap if you're only able to smell it.
I picture sleep, soap, and something has like, they sell pillows, they sell soap and candles, and just random knickknacks that someone comes up with. Oh, that's something.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Do you remember? Could you imagine like a shop like that? All of the pillows would just reek it of would be every awful. Scent.
If you had asthma, you could never, never
buy a pillow from them.
Nathaniel, instead of J.C. Penney's, M.C. Nichols.
These all need to be stores in this mall.
M.C. Nichols.
Yes.
They constantly have a DJ in the middle of the store.
I okay. love that.
So, you guys are walking in to the Boulder Hill Mall. It's about, I'm going to say, 7 in the morning.
I nod to the security guard. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Christopher. And as you guys walk by, he shakes his head like, no, I can't do this.
I'm too old for this crap.
So you guys walk in, and security, actually, now that you pointed out, you realize, like you guys got here a week ago. Mm-hmm. You guys are pretty new to the town, which I'm not gonna give it a name, actually. Let's just say it's a town somewhere in the Midwest.
Townsville.
We're not gonna name it. I want to name it, keep it vague enough that.
But I was thinking town of village.
I like the idea that it can be vague enough so it could be anyone's
vague okay. town.
But the mall, also, you guys hear that the mall is only about 2 years old. It's a pretty recent mall, which is interesting in the time where malls are kind of falling out of like faux fashion and stuff like that. Like a lot of people aren't going to malls anymore. But anyways, it is.
But it's the best of them all.
It's a.
If you're living in the Midwest, I don't know.
It's a pretty squat like building. It's decently sized with a few stores that's really keeping it on the map and a good rotation of stores come in and out.
Mm hmm.
And the food court tends to be usually packed in lunchtimes.
Sure.
So you guys are walking in, you're seeing some people settling down, and you see a woman walking up to you guys. She has a bright orange headdress on, and it's like covering her head, and it's like a scarf, and it's under her suit jacket. She has like a security like badge on. And she goes up to you guys. Do you guys have your your IDs on you?
I got it right here.
And your employee IDs. And your official IDs, actually.
Oh.
Uncle, your left pocket.
Thank you.
And he reaches into
Do we have them?
Yes, you guys do.
Okay.
You
guys were issued those. To grab it.
By the way, this is Basira Toll. She is about a 5'10 tall woman with a suit and a head covering. But she also, you can see she has what looks like a gun, but on further inspection is just a taser on her hip. And she just has it covered up.
Good morning, Basira. I hope you've been staying on the nice list.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa's made a oopsie.
She takes a look at your guys' badges and she scans them really quick with like a little device. She checks all your badges, looks at your guys' face.
She just takes her wallet out of her like sweatshirt pocket, opens up, and just like hands her them.
She's like looking at you. Not a Audrey. Morning person. She scans it and hands it back
she
to you.
She shakes her head, just exhausted. She's just like, I haven't had any coffee yet.
Right. Please keep an eye out. I don't know why. No offense. I don't know why we hired people this close to the holiday season. But please keep an eye out because we've been having those disappearances. If you see the police poking around, do not bother them. Anybody who is messing around with them or is seen involving, trying to get themselves involved in the case, amateur sleuths and all that, will be terminated immediately. So please just stay out of their way. The mall has enough to deal with as it is.
Understood. Yes, ma'am.
And she walks away.
Audrey just nods.
So, what would you guys like to do?
Well, I think that went swimmingly.
Is there like a little coffee shop in the mall?
There's a...
Or something, like something...
There's like a... Yeah, there's like a little...
Or like soda, whatever.
There's a coffee place. There's a coffee
can
place
it, can it be called Shoffy Cop?
Sure. Why? Shoffy Cop. How dare you?
That's something that...
Bree, I have given you a weapon. I have given you a weapon with this whole story.
Yes,
that you
I
get
have.
To make it.
How dare you?
I may or may not have an entire list on my phone that's called Trey's Werbs. And so anytime he will get like things mixed up, I'll write those down. Shoffy? And Shoffy Cop happened during our honeymoon.
Yep.
Shoffy Cop. I remember just laughing so hard and I never have let it go.
So Shoffy Cop is a, it's like a little, it's not super big. Honestly, the most people it gets in is actually mall employees rather early in the morning getting coffee before the actual shift starts. Sure. And there's a line already where a few security guards, some people just about to clock in. You see some of the movie theater workers in line. So, yeah. And people
trust
just getting
when Audrey gets her coffee, she'll be a different person.
Christopher kind of pats the two of you on your back and goes, "Don't worry, girls. I'll stand in line. You guys go do your stuff. My shift doesn't start until later."
Lucky you.
I just like being here in the morning to cheer everyone up.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to go
kinda
walk towards the line.
Audrey kind of chuckles a little bit and just looks at Moira and just goes, she doesn't talk much in the morning.
So, I'm going to say, this is your guys' third day working at the mall, and it's also about maybe 5 days from Christmas.
Okay.
Or at least...
Real close.
At least 5 days until they close down for Christmas.
Gotcha.
Which is about 2 days out from Christmas. But either way. So, you guys... honestly haven't gotten much traction inside the mall yet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know your way too much around yet. All you really know are the few coworkers you work with and Basira. But Basira has been pushing herself into every employee's life.
Yeah.
You can actually see her in the background right now grilling one of the janitors about what he saw last night, if he did see anything. Mm. And
so basically what is our mission? Like,
there's been people disappearing.
So we're from basically this mall. Undercover.
You're undercover right now, trying to figure out, because here's the thing, you just don't even know what you're hunting yet. You just know you're hunting something. Or, here's the thing, your organization only sent you guys out here because the people that have been disappearing, this happened last year at Christmas as well. Mm. Either it's a monster or it's a serial killer with a Christmas theme. And the fact that there hasn't been any bodies, and also the fact that it's the exact same mall.
Mm.
And so that's the that's your guys' reasoning.
Okay.
So
I just wanted to check because I was like making sure that it was like, okay, I shouldn't mention anything about hunting here.
Are we am I currently walking towards or away from Basira and the janitor?
You could walk towards him if you want.
Like
you're kind of off to the side.
Like going towards the coffee shop. Am I moving?
They're away from the coffee shop.
Okay.
So
okay. I will leave that to you too then.
I'm trying to figure out where this sandwich place is.
That you work? Well, it's in the food court.
In the food court. So it's right near the entrance.
Yeah.
So I come in and I kind of split off from you two to go in and prep for the day. So you know, like setting up the meat and the veggies and the little slots and all that.
So Audrey, so he like what's Basira? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm. That's the security guard.
Okay. The only reason I was asking is because I was like, wherever I work, the sleep soaps and something. Would that be to or like towards or away from them?
Or it's going to be a bit of, because that's the thing. You guys are like in the
food
court.
Or is the bathroom towards them at all?
There are four different bathrooms in this mall. But the thing, but like, so yes, there is a bathroom to pass them. So you could go to the bathroom walking past them if you want to try to catch a bit, if you want.
That's what I was thinking about
doing. Conversation.
You
can walk past them if you would like.
I will. I'm going to do it a little bit away so it's not clear that I'm trying to listen to what they're saying.
As you're walking by,
I am a hound, so does that mean I can hear them?
I mean, you could hear them pretty decently either way, but I'm going to say mostly what you pick up is him, like, just scratching his head going, I started by mopping the West Wing, and then I moved on to emptying the trash in the West Wing, and then I moved the trash out to the dumpsters, ma'am. And then I went to the break room, and then I took my lunch. Well, it's kind of a midnight snack, actually. But since it's in the middle, and he's just kind of rambling on about what happened throughout his shift. That's mostly what she's grilling him about, making sure that nothing came in, went out, or anything like that.
Okay. I just wanted to see if I could
get
anything from that.
So, yes.
So, as I'm doing this stuff, is there anyone else that's there? Like, any other, like, coworkers?
As you go into the sandwich shop, yes, there's a guy. He's passed out. On the ground.
I'm going to go up to him.
You recognize him.
I'm going to go up to him. Is there any alcohol in his breath?
No.
Or...
But he has a sketchbook next to him, and you see some, like, comic book, like a pow and a hero punching like the page and stuff like that. And he's a, you know this guy, it's Alexander, or Al to his friend. He told you to call him Al pretty much right when he met you. He is about a 6'3" with spiky red hair and freckles, and he tends to talk a lot about partying, but not going to parties. Talking about wanting to party and hang out and all that type of stuff. But he also goes on and on about art and about comics and how much he loves them.
So would I know why he'd be passed out here? Was he?
He likes to stay behind and get stoned, and he probably passed out and didn't wake up to go home, and none of the security found him.
Wow. Mara's just gonna go up close to him. Al.
Huh? Oh, what? What happened?
It's prep time.
Shoot.
Yeah, you've been here probably all night, haven't you?
Oh,
no. Yeah.
I didn't put the tomatoes away.
Oh, you didn't?
I'm gonna put the tomatoes away.
Well, it's a little late now.
Oh, could you do it?
I'm going to have to throw them out. They're not going to be the right temp.
No. Yeah, throw them away. I'll order some new ones.
I love him already.
I'll order some new ones. But
go do that.
Yeah, I'm closing shift tonight, so I'm going to go home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
though. The others are going to be in soon, right?
I would hope so. Would hope that you would stay until someone else came. But I'm not...
Oh, I'm not supposed to be here, though.
That's true. Yeah. Maybe go out the back way.
Yep. That's my plan.
Yep. All right. See you later, Al.
Thanks, Moira. Hey. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Did you leave anything else out, perchance?
No. Wait. No.
I'm going to double check everything. Okay.
He left some bread out. And it's a bit stale.
Oh,
so you're going to have to. Thankfully, though, this shop makes their own bread. What's this shop's name, by the way? Well, is this one the. What'd you call it? The Moonbills? Moonbills?
Moonbill.
Moonbill. Okay.
This
is Moonbill.
Moonbill.
It's just a sandwich shop.
All right.
So.
So would it be like a thing of just putting some of the bread in the oven?
You have to make your own bread and everything.
Okay,
so,
I'll just have to get going on that. Then.
You start prepping for the rest of the day.
Yeah, Audrey. I want to order those tomatoes too.
Audrey, what are you doing?
Because I don't think he's going to remember. No way he's remembering.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't even drive home. But
yeah. No. Yeah, Audrey, she pretends to go to the bathroom so that way.
It's not suspicious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So she just goes into the stall.
By the time that you're coming back though, Basir is done talking to him, and she's actually talking to his security guard now. Talking about how his shift went. She's just kind of grilling the night shift before they leave. And the security guard actually has his coat on, and it looked like he was trying to sneak out before Basir found him. But she found him, and so she's kind of like angrily
grilling
him.
Are they back toward the Shafi cop?
They're more towards the door. Actually,
okay, because I was gonna say that Audrey would probably go back towards where Chris is to get her coffee.
Okay, about now, Christopher, you just picked up the orders.
Okay, I was actually while I'm in line, is there anyone I have been building kind of a rep with while I've been there? Because Chris, like, one of the ways that he operates best is by befriending the people around him that. He's like investing in the area to try to get the most out of where they're at. So is there, I feel like.
Say there's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Jake.
Okay.
Jake is, he's kind of like the event planner of the mall. Sure. And so he's the one who sets up the Santa. The bunny for Easter. Yep. He makes sure the decorations are just right and all that stuff. Okay. So you've been getting to know Jake a bit, but not to the point that you know his kid's name.
Sure.
But like, you know that he's worked at the mall since it opened. He worked at a mall before this, and he's a rather excitable person.
Sure.
He's not really like a, Christmas. He's just like a any chance to celebrate. Like, it's your birthday. That's awesome. I'm going to go get you a cake.
Oh,
like,
cool.
He's kind of one of those kind of guys.
Yeah. Do I see him in the line?
He is not here quite yet.
Okay.
He usually arrives. He actually leaves, does like a pre-workout type thing. Sure. And then he comes into work. But he's usually in by like 7 o'clock. And it's only like 8:30 or something like that. So gotcha. It's like 7, something like that right about now.
Okay.
So
I'm going to look for any of the other like elves or anything that are usually in the Santa area while they're in line.
Okay. You see one girl, you haven't caught her name yet, but you just recognize her.
Okay.
She's usually in costume. She's right now on her phone, and she has her like a puffy coat still on, and she is getting her coffee right now, and she's blowing on it before she takes a sip.
Okay.
Scrolling through her phone.
Chris is going to... if she already got her coffee. Okay. Yeah, he's just gonna stay in line, get his coffee, and...
Was Chris gonna try and cut?
No. He was trying to like talk to some people. So
talk to anyone. Talk to the person next to you. It's okay.
Just okay. Yeah. So as he's in line, he's just gonna pat the person in front of him on their shoulder and just go,
"Huh. Well, another day, another dollar."
Yeah, I get that. what's your name again? Sorry, I didn't catch it.
Oh, my name's Chris.
Good to meet you. I'm Hector.
Hector, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I work over at the, Skeels. in the Skeels.
I see.
I work at the Skeels. I'm in the hunting section. You're the mall Santa?
I am. Oh, it's proud of it. You.
Yeah. yeah, it's been an interesting season.
That's what I hear. This is my first time working at this mall, though I've worked at some others. I hear there's some interesting goings on.
Yeah, there's been some disappearances, actually.
Really?
Yeah, about 5 people.
5 people?
Yeah, usually they'd close down. But, I mean, it's the Christmas season, and right. The mall's still trying to pay off some debts, you know?
Oh, I see. I
mean, it's only 2 years old, so, but yeah.
That's so strange. Have you heard anything about them?
About the people?
Yeah.
No, not really. Honestly, not too much.
How do they even know that they got lost at the mall?
I mean, mostly security cameras and also friends and family. We've had people come by and say, "Hey, have you seen my daughter?" Or "Have you seen my son?" Stuff like that. Or my dad went missing. One of them, actually, one was a security guard here. Actually, he went missing. Yeah. Didn't know the guy, but he'd worked here for... like a few years, actually, about 6 years. I don't know many of the security guys. I'm mostly just sticking to my place and then do my work, go home, stuff like that.
Some of this stuff on camera.
Yeah, well,
I think that would be pretty cut and dry.
I mean, I don't know because they don't tell us too much. All I've just been hearing is the few babbles from Basira, but
that makes sense.
Yeah, she's prying, man. She's prying.
So annoying.
It's very hard. But anyway, so, yeah. Mostly you hear about people who just went missing from secondhand and stuff like that. But from what I've also heard, people have gone missing and the cameras don't pick up when they go missing. Hmm. It's like they're there in one camera, and then they walk toward there's another camera, and they're not there.
That's scary.
It's kind of scary stuff. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Makes you think. That's why I work in the hunting section.
Right? Makes sense.
Anything comes near me, man, I'm set.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, I am. You should come by. You ever do some hunting?
I try to, try to keep at it every once in a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, you should try it sometime, man.
Really maybe fun. We could go together.
That would be fun sometime. Yeah, if you're still around after the Christmas break. Some people come in and they skim in and out. But, sure. You know, we'll see. Who knows? Anyways, I better go.
Yeah, it was...
Hector.
Hector.
Hector. Well, it was good meeting you.
It was good meeting you, too.
Santa. should I call you the Santa or should I call you Christopher?
You call me whatever you want, as long as you don't call me late for dinner.
Oh, I heard that one before. All right.
And he walks away.
awkwardly. Yeah, he's gonna... Chris is gonna pay for his drink.
Oh.
But...
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Very generous of you. All right, I'll see you later.
Have a jolly day.
Thank you.
As he's getting the drinks for everybody, well, specifically the two and then himself, over the past couple of days, has Chris been able to kind of catch what Basira's drink of choice is?
Basira? Mostly it's been like a tea.
Okay.
Like a chai tea.
Okay.
He doesn't like coffee.
Chris is going to get one.
Okay.
So he's going to get the kind of like tray to keep them all in. And as he's walking back, I'm assuming seeing Audrey as she's walking out of the bathroom.
Yep.
He's going to lift up her drink and got it.
Thank you.
And he's going to walk over to her and go, oh, Basira.
Right as you do that, the security guard that she's talking to, he's like, Basira, can I go now? I've had a long night. I'm honestly exhausted. Yes, fine. Get out of here. Sleep well, whatever. And then she starts walking towards you.
Hey, boss.
Yes. Yes, Christopher.
Here. And he hands her the chai tea. I thought you could use a refill.
Thanks. And she takes it. She's not drinking out of it yet, but she just holds on to it.
Don't mention it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've got other people to talk to, though.
That's all right. And you go right ahead. Let me know if you need anything from me.
Sure. And then she turns around and walks away.
And Chris is going to look over at Audrey.
Always got to make sure that they think that you're on their side. All right.
I'm not much of a people person.
Well, hopefully after the coffee that helps. Let's get ready for the day.
And Chris is going to move towards towards the Moonbill.
Yep. All right.
And Audrey is just going to take a sip of her, I don't know, some kind of...
It's
caramel macchiato.
It's probably...
kind of like a mocha or something. Yeah.
Do you have a few shots of espresso in there just to get you get your pep up?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Where she just drinks a little bit and she's just like, wow, ready. That's much better.
Ready to go.
Like, feeling way better now that she's got some caffeine.
So, I'm going to say, since, honestly, most of the day goes by without incident. You guys are going through your day. And you guys also managed to get it so your lunch breaks line up around the same time. And you guys,
I wonder how we managed that.
You guys each get an hour lunch break. Okay. So wow, you generous. Guys, it is very generous. You guys managed to get, mostly because you guys are working overtime because the mall is kind of short staffed right now. Sure. So you guys are allowed an hour break.
That makes sense.
Because you're basically scheduled double shifts.
That makes sense.
So you guys take your hour break, and on your hour break, what would you guys like to do? You guys are in the lunchroom together right now. I'm going to say it's about like 1 o'clock, and you guys have from 1 till 2 for your lunch.
Okay.
And I'm going to say we'll skip 15 minutes that you guys ate. You guys ate 15 minutes, and now...
I'm going to eat a second time.
Okay. Let's role play this. So
I'm gonna watch some Golden Girls on the break room TV.
Yeah, I'm gonna say probably as soon as she got on her break, she grabbed like another coffee.
Nice. So
by the way, it's a blended.
Blended this time,
of course.
Blended mocha.
So what would you guys like to do on your guys' break?
Most of what Moira does is, she'll just be kind of looking around at everyone and like mumbling to herself, just like, I can't believe Francis was late again. That woman. Then like basically complaining about the customers and just everything, all the little things that went wrong because she hates this job so much.
So what would you guys like on your break to do concerning the hunt?
Moira's going to turn to the other two.
So, did you two find out anything?
Are there any, like, I feel like you would have told me, is there any, like, cameras in the break room or
anything?
Yeah,
there's cameras in the break room. None of you guys have been allowed to go to the security room either. They so weren't able to get you guys a job.
Sure.
Audio.
I suppose because Basira is such a, like, stickler when it comes to the security.
So right now they could hear you, but the thing is it's a decently busy lunchroom. There's quite a lot of chatter.
Okay, so you it's guys a just big chat, lunchroom.
Yeah, it's a decently sized lunchroom.
Okay.
So if you guys chat amongst yourselves, like just at your table, I'll say the security cameras can't pick this up.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to check that first.
Well, I was talking to some people this morning. And one of them told me that they actually caught some of the people that disappeared on camera.
And?
Well, they said when they were on camera, they would be walking, and then all of a sudden the next camera, which they would be walking towards, would not be there.
It's as if they disappeared walking along somewhere, just casually?
Just suddenly gone.
That is strange.
Apparently there's 5 people that's been missing.
Another thing
is, one of them was a security guard.
Another one is, a security guard and another employee, all the rest were guests.
Yeah.
Another thing as well, you guys know that the most security footage of those days has been handed over to the police. Okay. So the mall does keep a copy, but most security copies have been given over to the police.
Okay.
But that's pretty much all you'll know.
This was all word of mouth, but I'm assuming that it was true.
I think what we should do is figure out if there's any anything that's similar about all of the victims, like what they have in common.
Sure.
Whether it be age or something that's happened in their past or anything that connects them.
I could...
Perhaps that could be a hint?
Perhaps you could send for some information from the Coalition.
I could. Yes, I don't know if I want to use up that line quite this early, but it could be very useful, yes.
Hmm. What about you, Audrey?
I haven't found anything of use. I heard Basira talking to a janitor about what happened, and all he did was kind of ramble on. I didn't get to listen for long because I had to hide that I was listening, but...
What kind of information did he share?
All he said was that he was in... Was it the West Wing? He went... Well, I think he said he was in the West Wing, then went to the East Wing, got garbage or whatever.
Yep.
And then went back...
He was mostly just rambling about his night. Nothing eventful by the sounds of what he was talking about.
Yeah, so she's gonna... I'm just gonna say she just repeats back the information, but...
Well,
it's not.
Any information is important information. With that, we know that he's choosing his victims, whoever it is.
Yes.
So it is intelligent enough to be able to know what it's looking for.
Did all of these happen at night? Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Happened at... You guys would know from hearsay.
Okay.
This happened either at night or right before closing.
Okay.
So,
well, that's when people have been reported. That's the thing.
Sure.
From what you guys have
seen. There might be people that we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
We just need more information.
I agree.
We just don't have enough to go on.
If they had the tapes here, perhaps we could have found them, but...
Unfortunately, we have no way to access that.
Yes.
So, unless you can suddenly get on Basira's very good side.
I'm working on that.
I don't even think that would be helpful the second that you'd ask anything about the security cameras or the security office. She'd get suspicious.
Chris kind of looks around the room.
Every single person here is an advantage. We need to be able to treat them as such. We are inside for a reason. Not just to look from the outside, but also to look from the inside. The people here know more than they think as a group. But you need to know what pieces to pick out.
So, what would you guys like to do? You guys can explore the mall. You guys still have a pretty decently long lunch break. You guys could explore the mall, investigate around, use some of your guys' moves to look into the mystery.
I kind of want to try and call up some friends to try and...
Okay. Do you use, like, your phone, laptop?
She has a cell phone.
Okay.
That she can use.
Well, then, are you using your net friend's ability?
Yes. It doesn't say... I don't think there's a limit, necessarily, as to how many times I can do it. It's just risky.
Yeah, I think if you get below a certain number... Mm-hmm. Then you're not able to use it anymore for this hunt. And that's what happened that one time when I was playing the
And that's why I hesitate to use it now.
On a miss, you burn bridges. Yep. Okay, so go ahead and make that roll. If you would like to. What are you asking? Information about...
That's another thing. What am I trying to ask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, figure that out probably before you ask.
We were asking for real names, quick. Right?
Yes.
I wanted
to.
What was it? Called the incident? Do these victims that we know of have any sort of connecting thread? Anything that all of them have in common? That's my question.
Yep. I think that's a good idea.
Incident? Finding my notes. Lazinski incident. So, that incident, actually, thank you for asking, that is something in your guys' corporation's past. Which basically is, if you get caught by the police with weapons or anything, like, if you get caught on this hunt and are seen as, like, a criminal and are going to be arrested, you will not be saved. You will be obliterated from the corporation. The corporation is not a known corporation.
Mm-hmm. It's behind the scenes.
Okay. Exactly. So here's the thing. If you that's something as well. If you guys get caught, if Basira arrests you guys or gets wind of something, like, and you guys get arrested, your character's out.
Yeah,
that's it. You will be caught, arrested, and your character would be sentenced to prison.
Would we have to make another character, or would we?
Well, we'd have to find that.
We'd have to figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try and use it.
Okay. Go ahead. So what are you asking?
I am asking if any of the victims that we know of had any sort of connecting threads between them or have, like, a common attribute, anything that could potentially be a reason why they were the ones picked to be killed.
Okay.
This outside of, like, maybe being convenient targets.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to ask.
Because we have a few convenient targets. Yes. That haven't been picked.
Exactly.
And that's the weird thing.
That's good.
Ooh.
Oh, that is a 9. So that's...
Plus? Do you do you add anything? Plus charm. Plus 1, which is 10.
Yes!
You got a
good
10.
Good job.
They are available and helpful. So
sick.
You, So what are your net friends? Like, describe them.
All right. So one of them is named Lucas.
Lucas.
Are
these corporate people or are these outside of your corporation?
I feel like they're probably inside the corporation.
Okay.
Maybe one of them is kind of outside of it. But I think the ones that she'd be trying to get in contact with would be the ones inside.
Okay.
So one's named Lucas and he is... bit awkward,
But if you get him talking about the right thing, he can ramble for hours.
Huh, okay.
Lucas.
So, I'll send you a message to Lucas. Like, okay. Directly. You, you ask him, hey, you talk to him like you're on this case, right? And
yeah.
You say that you need some information, and you start texting him about some stuff. He responds with a gif of a guy giving a thumbs up, and it says, I'm on it. And it takes him about maybe 10 minutes before he's like, he writes back, hey, got into some files here. Here are your missing people. And you see some files start downloading onto your phone.
I see them starting to download, and I do, like, I put the phone away for a bit, and I try to get somewhere a little more discreet before I actually look at them.
The first thing you open up, it's a Rickroll, and
of course it is.
The second thing,
she just goes in the bathroom, like there's somebody else in the bathroom,
like just
in
like
a stall, just someone hears it. And just goes,
yeah, the someone in the other stall just goes, nice,
got you good.
It turns out to be Lucas.
Oh, hi, I'm here too. No,
it's like, I just wanted your reaction. All right,
so yeah, it's after that one, the other one you open up, there is one, the newest one, Samantha. Her name is Samantha. It's just a missing persons report. She's been missing for 4 days now. All that was found was a handbag that was hers, and she was the one who was in the news report that you guys had just watched.
So her purse was like by the emergency exit.
It was by an emergency exit, right, and that's the only way they were able to ID that she was gone. It is unknown of her whereabouts. All is known is that she had a boyfriend who's in the military who doesn't know about her absence yet.
Okay.
And her friends, she had two friends with her. Names are not given. They were withheld. But
she had two friends with her.
With her, but like at the mall.
Yeah.
When she went missing.
Okay.
And they were able to give reports on that she was missing and that they couldn't find her when they were closing, and her car was still there.
Okay. So it was during closing.
Yes.
Okay.
Another one, Steven. Steven was a security guard at the Boulder Hill Mall, and he had been there since they opened, was a security guard beforehand, and, he looks to be about 20 some years old. It talks about how he was a night security guard, clocked in when he got in there and walked around a bit, did his little look around, never clocked out. And then the other thing you get is someone named, another person named Jake, actually.
It's his full name, Jake, actually.
Jake,
he's a YouTuber.
Yeah, he is. and he was trying to get some sick parkour stunts, actually in a loading bay.
That's how he starts each episode. I'm going to do some sick parkour tricks, actually, in a loading bay.
He had a decent following.
Yeah, it was like 15 people.
It wasn't good.
All of them accounts made by his grandma.
And so Jake actually...
are we actually making
that? Yeah, that's him.
perfect.
Welcome to this world. Jake actually Jake actually's real name was
Jake Long.
No.
The American Dragon.
No.
Turner.
Yeah, we'll go with Turner. I like
that.
Yeah. Jake Turner, but he went by Jake actually on YouTube. He's a parkour YouTuber. In an age that parkour YouTubing isn't that big as it used to be. And he was actually trespassing at night when all was known was that there was actually a live stream of him.
I was hoping
when he went disappearing. Oh, when he disappeared, and you click on the video, and all it shows is you see a clip of him doing a few jumps and stunts, and then him, like, standing up, like, the phone was set up on a wall, and he's holding on to it like a spider climb, and he's like, be right back, guys, and he backflipped off of it, and you don't hear a land.
Ooh.
Oh, and I don't hear a land.
That's where the video ended.
And so his I'm guessing his live stream went until his phone died.
His live stream went until the phone died. And
wow.
Also, the only other thing you see is you actually see, like, lights in the distance of police cars because someone called
because of
the live stream.
Dude, crazy.
So then...
And they just see the cops walking up to the phone, just like... Oh,
then there's... then the next one was Sam, a woman who... An older woman... her full name was Samantha. She went by Sam, but she was out with her granddaughter and her daughter, and they were just shopping. She went to the bathroom, and security footage sees her go into the bathroom and then not come out.
And this was near closing.
What happened to the granddaughter?
The granddaughter and the daughter were just shopping. They were out shopping. But the grandma, basically, she went into the bathroom, disappeared. Didn't come back up.
Wow.
Do we know what time of day this was?
This one was also like within an hour towards closing.
Okay.
And the last was actually not a customer.
It was actually again?
It was actually again. He's back.
Back with another video.
It was an unknown, unnamed homeless man, actually.
I gotta watch out.
Yeah. he came inside to get a drink, and he mostly stayed in the parking lot, but he came inside and was snooping around in some of the garbages around the back and disappeared. That's the thing. No one knows where he exactly went, but he was the first one to go missing, and not a lot of questions were asked because he was homeless.
From
homeless
what
man.
I can see from the various reports,
we need to go to the loading
and the footage.
Dock.
Is this in a certain area of the mall, or is it
every? Okay. Well, not a certain area of the mall,
or like
every single one, even the loading bay one, all takes place inside the mall. Not a single one happens outside the mall.
Is it a certain area?
Oh, you said that he was going through garbage cans out back, though.
No, he was going through garbage cans out back, and that was the last time he was seen. Oh, went back inside the mall, okay, and then disappeared. I'm sorry if I didn't say that right. But no,
that's what I imagined, is that he was...
Jake actually was in the mall when he was doing his video?
It was like a loading dock inside the mall.
Oh,
it was like a pull-in section for the loading docks. Yeah,
that makes sense.
And it was like a small concrete wall. So it was technically inside the mall.
But you could see outside.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, is it constrained to like a certain wing of the mall?
All of it looks to be in different corners of the mall. If you were actually able to draw parallels, about only two of them were taken close to each other. And that would be the Jake actually and the homeless man. They were the closest. Their spots were close together. Other than that, it was a bathroom in a completely different section. A security officer walking through some back hallways.
Okay.
And then it's the connection of them happening close to close.
Close to close.
And in the mall.
Or in the mall, close to closing time or after closing time.
Okay.
Okay.
So, because Jake actually and the security guard happened after closing time. So, that is the information that you can get.
All right.
So, what do you guys want to do?
Yeah, that's a lot of great information.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, NetFriends is nice.
Chris is going to go try to find that janitor from earlier.
Okay. All right. So, you, I'm going to say that I also want to say, like, the janitors have
probably
their
a different
own,
janitor, huh?
Yeah, that was the night shift one. Yeah. But you can find the janitor's place. They kind of have their own break room section. And I'm going to say it's kind of close to where they usually post up event changing rooms and stuff like that. So you actually have a changing room close by the janitor's place. So it wouldn't be that surprising if you're hanging out around there.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So Chris is going to move into there, mm-hmm. and he's going to see if are there any janitors in the changing room or anything like that?
There's a few janitors there. They're just chatting, having their lunch. They kind of look over at you with, like, suspiciously.
Oh, hi.
One of them, a little bit of a stockier woman stands up. Sure. Can I help you?
Oh, I'm Chris. I'm
one of the new Santas. Yeah, I've seen you as a Santa. Yeah. Something wrong, or
no? I actually just came to grab something from my locker.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's alright.
Basira's had us on edge.
And I understand.
She sits back down, kind of starts rubbing her arm a bit.
Sure, I'm alright.
Yeah, Ben. Dealing with some heart problems. Anyways,
here. Do you mind?
Sure.
All right. I have a bit of a bad heart myself, so I understand those kind of pains.
Chris is going to go back, and he's going to try to kind of do some, like, I don't want to say, like, chiropractic, but being in the field that he's in, he
needs to keep his body exactly working and limbered up.
So what I'm thinking is, like, trying to help ease that kind of pain, okay. get some more, get some better blood flow.
You know what? I'm gonna say,
She said she didn't mind if he did that, so.
True. No, I know.
Give consent. Consent is key.
Roll to act under pressure.
Chris is key to consent.
This is, to keep your cool.
Okay.
So roll to act under pressure.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay. That is an 11.
All right. Yeah. You do what you set out to do. I'm going to say that mostly what it is that with these heart conditions.
Oh, actually, that's a 12. Because I have
you
the.
You can't get any better than a 10.
Okay. But, well, there we go.
Yeah. But.
I just wanted to, like, add to it, you know?
It's so much better.
Yeah.
Well, you realize that with his heart problems, it's just like a stinging feeling in your arm. But you also know, if your shoulder's kind of out a bit,
sure,
it's worse.
Sure.
So you can realize, like, just looking at her, that her shoulder's a bit out. So you kind of just, you grab the back of her shoulder blade and front of her shoulder and kind of ease it back, tell her to breathe, and then do a quick push, and there's a pop.
Nice.
And she starts moving her arms like, oh, the stinging's gone, but, I mean, it'll be back soon. But thank you.
It won't be completely better. Let me know if you need me to do that again. I would gladly do it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Francine,
it's wonderful to meet you.
Yeah. You're new here, right?
I am. Santa.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, most people are kind of new here. It's not an old mall or anything.
Yeah. I heard this morning, I mean, even from Basira herself, that there's some crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, disappearances, poor Steve.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about that?
All I've heard is that the police are poking around and people are being nosy, but I don't know. I guess we are kind of nosy.
human nature.
Yeah, you know. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Give me the tea, Francine.
Honestly, I think it's a monster.
Really?
Or a serial killer, you know? Yeah.
We could only be so lucky.
Something that hunts at night. And here's the thing, though. We've never found bodies. And why is it only happening at the mall?
That is the question.
Yeah. I mean, there was always kind of problems in the town before. But now it's only at the mall, which is the weird part.
You say that there was problems in the town before?
I mean, yeah, you're not from around here.
I just recently moved. I've been mall. I'm part of a mall Santa kind
organization.
Of corporate organization.
Oh, okay.
And so we go all across the country.
Interesting.
I don't really have many family, so.
Oh, okay.
I spend Christmas bringing joy to the little children.
Yeah. That brings Christmas to me.
Well, I have 12 kids, so I have too many families. But but anyways, yeah. There was some, I don't know. Honestly, there was just problems in the town. I don't know if I should talk about it. I don't know.
Please, I'd love to hear about it if you're willing to.
I'm going to say roll to manipulate someone.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Roll plus charm.
Okay. Got a negative and this charm. Is,
and what you're trying to... So with the thing about manipulate really? Someone...
Do.
That's bizarre. How much of a character. Negative?
Yeah, you're like the most I know. Outwardly he's got, charming
he's got
all
a
of
plus
us.
To cool, but he's got a negative to
so,
charm.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Negative how much?
By one.
Okay.
So here's the thing with...
Oh, I'm glad I didn't get that.
Manipulate someone. What are you trying to convince them to do? You're trying to convince them to tell you?
To tell me about the past history of the town.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, that is bad. That is a 3.
Oh, that's
nah,
bad.
Honestly. Actually, yeah, mark experience.
Okay.
That's another thing as well, Bree. In this game, if you fail a roll, mark experience. Because we learn from our failures in this game.
Okay.
The only way to level up is to fail.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
that's
she's...
Good to know.
She's going to close up a bit, like, I don't... No, I'm sorry. There's,
that's all right.
Yeah. Small towns, you know?
Yeah.
We have to keep to ourselves.
Makes sense. But
thanks for the shoulder.
You're welcome.
You should probably grab your things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, let me know if you need anything else.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. And he's going to leave the room.
Okay.
Dude, are you going to grab something?
Yeah, he's gonna grab something from his locker.
I know the negative to charm. Do you think it's the beard?
I think it's what I
the
assumed
fact that
it as.
He's a middle-aged man.
What I he's older than middle-aged. What I assumed it as was that because he looks homeless most of the time unless he's in his Santa costume. Mm. So what I assumed it as was like
the
that.
Look. The look. Judging him before
yes.
they know him.
Oh. Exactly. The judging the book by the cover.
So. Audrey, would you like to do anything?
I'm probably gonna... Is there anybody that I know that was... Anyone that I've gotten to know besides, like, since I've been here the last
you
few
tell
years?
Me? Do you want there to be an employee say, that you talk to?
I was thinking that maybe there's either one that she talks to in where she works.
Okay.
Or maybe she goes to the sandwich shop
what?
Or the coffee shop.
You could talk to someone at the coffee shop or someone you work with, or you could talk to someone at the sandwich shop. What would you prefer? You decide.
Well, I'm guessing she already got like a sandwich or something for lunch, so I'm guessing she's just going to go back to the...
You can go back to the sandwich shop if you want to.
That's fair. But why would there be a reason I'm there?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Maybe there's someone that you like. Ho ho.
Ho ho. He's an artist. So
she likes Al. No.
Al.
Dad, I love him.
But he's a stoner.
Hey, we don't discriminate over here. So
no, but that is what a dad would say.
Yeah, I know, that's very true. So what would you like to do?
I'm gonna say she's gonna go to...
Would you like me to decide?
Sure.
Okay.
You decide.
I'm going to say you talk to... you're going to talk to someone in the lunchroom.
All right.
Who is from the same place that you work.
All right.
Which is Sleep, Soap, and Something. So you talk to... What's her name?
Josephine.
Jody.
I said Josephine.
Jody.
Girl,
Josephine.
We're in sync.
Jody Josephine.
We could make a band, call it Out of Sync.
Please don't.
We're not gonna do that.
So Josephine, she's a middle-aged woman who worked at a different chain, but then she transferred to this one because it was just closer to home. And so
I'd say that she's gotten kind of close, not super close, because she's only been working there a few days, but she's like been the only person that she really talks to, because like
she's eating her salad, and also she has her glass. She just finished eating her salad. She has glasses on the bridge of her nose, and she is looking at a Sudoku game on her phone as she's playing it.
Yes, Sudoku.
So she's going to go up to
I almost started Jody. Singing the Tetris.
Oh, hi, Audrey.
Hi,
how's
Jody.
It going?
It's going.
How's your day so far?
It's been good. It's been, uneventful. Uneventful. I mean, customers.
Well, stocking the shelves.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a little busy because, we're getting close to Christmas and everybody's trying to get gifts. Always. Especially because we have
candles.
Yeah, especially candles and pillows and other stuff.
Ooh, we should do a white elephant. Ooh. That would be so much fun.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to talk to people about this.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
No.
So,
Jody, why?
She's going to be like, so how's your day going? How's everything been?
Jody likes to watch the world burn.
Well, it's okay. Honestly, my day's been pretty okay. Same old, same old. Mm. I've got... My son keeps bringing his friends over to the house all the time. And they never ask if they can come over. They just come over.
Oh, that's
anytime.
The worst.
I come home from work and I'm like, Job, I didn't say that he could come over today. And Job just goes out and he just hangs out with his friend all day. And he never does anything around the house.
That's awful.
It's a bit much.
My brother once did that with my mom and... Oh my goodness! It was not a pretty
argument. It's not a pretty sight, and I don't like having these arguments either.
Of course,
I don't like it because I feel like that's all we do when I go home. Yeah. It's just arguing, and it's close to Christmas, and I just wish he'd spend more time at home with us and family. But
have you told him that?
I have, but he just ignores me.
Maybe next time, maybe it's good to just. Have a sit down.
He needs a job. That's what he needs. He just stays home and invites his friends over.
But if he has a job, then he's going to spend less time at home.
No,
Jody needs parent therapy.
just kind of saying.
So, anyways, Audrey, I don't want to bog you down. What's your day been? What's family life been? I hope that's not prying.
No, that's not. I mean, family life has been okay. I mean, I love my family.
Do you live around here?
I just moved here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm living out on my own, but I want to go. I really like going home for the holidays.
You need a good man, honey.
you know, my son.
Trust me.
My son Jack's been looking for somebody.
Trust me. You can do so much better than Job.
Poor Job. Poor Job.
No.
So
she just has an older son. It's just like him, though. Way better.
So
it's Jack.
He's a lawyer.
Jack is her older son.
Anyways.
So she's just gonna kind of talk to her about a little bit about like her family. It's just like, yeah, it's just been hard lately because I've just been I know what's here, but hearing about like the. And she's gonna kind of whisper to her, like, the disappearances, like, makes me worried about my brothers, and I know that it's, like, very far away, but it just...
At least, it's been happening around here. Honestly, like, I've been considering maybe taking the rest of the season off or something.
Oh, really?
But I can't do that. The owner would just tear my hair out, honestly. It's worst time for this to be happening.
Jody, blink twice if you're okay.
So it's been a mess. I know that. But the thing is we have Basira. Basira's been doing a fantastic job, honestly.
Oh, I completely agree. She's been really, I know sometimes it can be overwhelming. But she's just trying to keep everybody safe.
So yeah, she's here to make sure that we're safe and to understand and communicate with us. She's very upfront.
Yeah.
Very upfront.
Which is really nice because, it's hard when somebody is... It hurts when someone is... You can tell that they're trying to get, like, information out of you. But if they're very direct, it's much better,
at least.
But as I'm trying to get...
information out of her.
She feels a little bit of guilt in here, just a little bit, but she knows it's for the greater good.
Well, Audrey, all I could say is just stay out of the back rooms mostly.
Oh, okay.
Stay away from the back sides of the mall, like the back street and to the exits and
like
stuff.
Like places where you can be found alone. Like
yeah,
like
and don't travel alone.
Yeah.
And honestly,
oh, trust me, I don't think Chris would ever let me travel alone. Yeah.
Anyways, mm-hmm. Audrey, I will see you later. I'm going to get back to my shift. Have a good rest of your lunch.
You too.
Thank you. And
she's going to give her just a little hug.
She gives you a nice side hug. Ooh, thank you. And she gives you a little side hug. She finishes up her Sudoku.
She tries to be a very, warm person. Mm-hmm.
And she gets up and she goes back.
All right.
So we are going to actually do a bit of a cut because it is the end of your guys' lunch. And you guys go back to the rest of your work. And you guys are there pretty much the rest of the day until closing. It's 10 o'clock. It's closing time. One more chance for alcohol. So finish your whiskey and beers. But as you guys are leaving, actually, you guys are heading towards the parking lot. Did you guys carpool?
I picture you guys. I like to think that Chris has a big van and he picks them up in the morning.
So, yeah. Chris, you guys are all heading back to your cars. And as you guys get in, and you guys drive away, the camera stays as you guys drive off into the distance. And we pan back towards the mall. And we slowly travel into the mall, seeing the dark hallways. You see all the lights off, and we see a back room, and we see a man there walking in a jumpsuit. He's got a mop in his hand. It's one of the janitors, and he's just mopping one of the back rooms. And he sits up and he looks directly at the camera.
Hello? Is someone there?
And right behind him, a giant hand comes out from a doorway.
He's
gone.
Excuse me?
What?
And that is where we're going to
leave
this episode.
What the heck? Giant hand? What was that?
A giant hand.
What?
Wait.
And that's where we're going to leave this episode.
Oh my god!
Wait.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. We will see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
What?
And have a good night. What's the phrase? Happy falling.
is that what the kids are saying?
Yeah,
these days?
What the guys.
Okay. Happy falling.